Good morning, Students on Ice. This is Zareen Shima, an alum from the Students on Ice 2014 Antarctic Expedition. And today I'm tuning in from Gothenburg, Sweden. It's time to rise and shine. Today our expedition takes us to one of the largest of the Antarctic stations. Can you guess which one is that? I think you got it. It's the McMurdo Base. This is an American research station located on the Ross Island in the Ross Sea. Did you know that in 1974, Mary Alice McVinney was appointed the chief scientist for the Winter Antarctic Program, becoming the first female to hold that position in Antarctica? Speaking of women in science, did you know that February 11th is the International Day of Women and Girls in Science? This is a day to recognize the important scientific contribution that women and girls make to our society, but also the challenges that many face even today. In support of this important day, the issue of the bridge will feature those who identify as women or girls in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. We have so much of exciting content and interviews lined up to celebrate the important contribution that women and girls are making in these fields, so make sure to check those out. To start, have you ever wondered about how indigenous knowledge is integrated into science-based research? Inuak Saldivinik and Kathleen Matari are two Inuit women who are making a mark in the scientific world. Tune in to learn about their experiences and importance of indigenous-led research. Are you also interested in understanding what it's like to be a woman in the biomedical engineering, computer science, or the Arctic plant genomics program? Then listen in to a panel discussion led by Rosaline Byrne, who is the president of the Leo Cross Foundation, as she speaks with three talented young women who are studying and working in these very diverse STEM fields. They discuss their secrets to success, where they hope to go, and the barriers that women face in succeeding in their fields. And lastly, don't miss out an interview that I'm pretty excited about as I sit down with Anusha Ansari, entrepreneur, CEO of the XPRIZE and the first female private space explorer. We will discuss her incredible career, her experience in space, and advice that she has for young scientists, entrepreneurs, and space enthusiasts like myself. And finally, test your abilities with an activity. It's called Who's the Contamination Culprit? Listen to an inspiring talk by a 22-year-old alum who invented a flashlight that runs off the heat from your hand. And learn how 2008 Arctic alum Mariana Hill Cruz is making an impact in marine research. All of this and more can be found in the issue of our bridge. I will see you on board, and this is Zareen tuning off for now. Thank you.